quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. Mike McDowd is off today on assignment.
And each commercial break. And a rare video appearance. So put
yeah,
that
that's on. Yeah, we get to see your kind of fun background there in the championship wrestling and all that kind of fun stuff. Let's see. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question here. Let's see. I got an easy one, and probably an easy one. I think, Russell, you better go 3 for 3 on this one.
Okay. They, as long as they don't involve friends, I have a good show. You've asked a couple of like baseball ones that were way out there.
This one is actually more like his history from the standpoint, and it's a little bit macabre. Who killed who? And we're not talking about a clue game. It's like real life
stuff.
Okay. A little bit on the wild side today. All right. Holy smokes. Brandon Clark, 29-year-old Grizzlies forward, died.
And yeah, he wasn't very old. No, I mean, there have been a bunch of deaths that I wanted to talk about.
Okay. You know, they think it's a drug overdose.
Oh, that's really terrible stuff. Yeah.
Especially when these guys, they make so much money, you know. It's like you always hear about guys, let's say if they're homeless, you know, they got nothing to live for, trying to drown their sorrows. You know, we don't know.
Yeah, but I'm involved in professional wrestling, so I know what the other side of it is, which is that, you know, the amount of brutality that you put on your body during, you know, some of them, you know, dive through the recreational use, but a lot of guys, you know, are using this stuff because they have no other way to get over the incredible pain that they're under, and they have to work professionally on it.
Tell you what, we got to go to a quick commercial break, but I want to ask you, when we come back, did you see the Hulk Hogan special?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that too.
I want to talk about that. That was actually very good. I really enjoyed it. All right, stay with us. Sport Econ 101, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in 4 distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
There are rivers that people visit, and then there are rivers that change them. For over 40 years, Tributary Whitewater has guided adventurers on the West's most iconic waters. The journey spans from the deepest river canyon in North America via Hell's Canyon on the Snake River to the legendary wild and scenic stretches of the Rogue River in Southwest Oregon. Bring the family and explore a 3-day, 2-night easy rafting trip on the new Lower Klamath, or half-day to 2-day trips on California Classic Whitewater on the American River, or experience the rivers in the Sierra Nevada, including the Truckee River and the springtime East Fort Carson River, both just outside of Lake Tahoe. With expert guides and all-inclusive overnight experiences on the river, Tributary serves as a premier gateway to the great outdoors. From Oregon and Idaho to the heart of California, Tributary Whitewater provides everything you need for an experience of a lifetime. Reservations for the 2026 season are available at whitewatertours.com. Tributary Whitewater, incredible river experiences.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sport Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman. All right, so as we were going to break, we just touched on the fact that both of us had seen that Hulk Hogan documentary.
Hulk Hogan, Real American.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, it's there's a lot to take in, but even myself, who is an acknowledged at least back in the day Hulkamaniac, I have. A couple of Hulk Hogan, plastic dolls from when I was, a teenager, that I've kept around, because he's iconic. I mean, that you can't really talk the history of professional wrestling without talking about Hulk Hogan. You can't really talk about the 80s and 90s without talking about Hulk Hogan, because he's such a cultural figure. Yeah. But there's a lot to that documentary that shows that the price of becoming a cultural figure is your other identity. When you become so affiliated with a fictitious character that there really isn't any difference between the fictitious character and you. And you could tell during that documentary, he was having a hard time discerning if the actions that he was talking about were those of Terry Bollea or were they of Hulk Hogan, Was he doing those things as Terry Bollea, as Hulk Hogan, or was he doing them as Hulk Hogan, or was he doing them as Terry Bollea? And, I think that what you get out of that documentary, or what I kind of got out of that documentary, was that Hulk Hogan was incredible and larger than life and did all these things that people just loved. But Terry Bollea wasn't really all that special a person. And, was fallible like a lot of other folks and, wasn't the greatest person in the world. He was good to his family.
Doing stuff for the kids and all that. It's interesting. I was just wondering.
He put a lot of people under the bus, too. That he to get where he was, he squashed a lot of people. That was the one big thing about Bret Hart. He was really mad that Hulk Hogan, decided to tack on a title run when he was well past anything close to his prime. And he did it just because he had such a big ego. And there's a lot. And that gets glossed over a little bit. They also don't really talk much about his second wife, They don't talk about. I mean, she just barely gets thrown in there. They don't really talk about the problems he had with Brooke, and they don't talk about his son's problem. You know, the death that he caused by driving too fast, got in a car accident. You're looking like you've never even heard of this.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was he was looking at prison time, and Hulk, you know, helps push.
It's like, I forgot. How many years ago was that?
Oh God, now we're talking more like 15 years ago, 10 to 15 years ago.
It wasn't for the Rocky film, though. How popular do you think? I mean, he still would have made it through.
Sure. Yeah. He could have survived without the Rocky film had they done the same thing with the Rock and Wrestling connection with MTV. I think that was an even bigger deal that put the WWF in the forefront and made it a cultural thing. I mean, I think even without being involved in Rocky, the fact that WrestleMania was such a big success, I mean, it helped make Hogan a star. But wrestling itself was the star of WrestleMania 1.
Yeah, but a lot of people who were not who did not know wrestlers, they knew Hulk Hogan because
they also knew who Mr. T was, right?
That's right. Yeah, in fact, you know, if I understand it correctly, Mr. T used to be a sparring partner for Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, and he was a bodyguard. He was a bouncer, but you know, they took one look at him and said, that's a perfect guy for, you know, putting in the ring for, you know.
Oh, yeah. He was actually a very good actor in that movie, too, in Rocky III.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I said if I had to show one movie to an alien from outer space that said, tell me what the 80s were all about, I would show them Rocky III. Because you've got Sylvester Stallone, you've got Hulk Hogan, you've got Mr. T. You also have Eye of the Tiger, you know, which was a huge hit back then. Yeah. And you have just that's an intersection of so many things that are so 80s that you really can't talk about the 80s without mentioning one of those three guys, you know, somehow.
Also, it was very, I mean, if you think about it, they kill off Burgess Meredith. And then, right? And then Carl Weathers, instead of him being, you know, a foe, becomes
ends up being the trainer. Yes. The
trainer. So I mean, there's a lot.
That movie is just filled with just 80s, like, it's just dripping with the 80s on it. And James Brown for the song, Living in America. Oh, wait, no, that's right.
Yeah. Which actually, it's funny. I mean, if you they had some really good music in there in Rocky IV. I don't think I enjoyed it. I watched it a second time like 3 months ago, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, now that we don't like Russia again,
had nothing to do with that. It's funny because Drago's wife was Sylvester Stallone's real wife,
right? For a little while, and then we found out
they didn't last too long.
Well, no, I think they were together for like 6 or 7 years, but she's just a super nutcase now. She's been on reality TV a number of times, you know, on those crazy, like, living, you know, the house, like Big Brother or whatever. They've had her on the show a couple of times. She's been, and she's on Big Mike Celebrity Rehab and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely. But what I got out of that, you know, Hogan documentary is that, it was what was really weird is that was filmed just 3 months before he died. Yeah. 4 months before he died. How often is that where you're doing just a documentary on someone and it turns out to be their memorial as well?
Yeah, no, exactly. And we were talking about
the wear and tear was on him. Yeah. I mean, they showed his back stuff and they showed all the surgeries that he had.
Exactly. And now, see, a guy like that, you know, you can kind of see where. The drugs, again, part of it is, you know, like when he was in Rocky III, I mean, he got just huge, you know, from steroids. But a lot of these guys, you know, they like you said, they all the wear and tear and the pain, the knees and the back and all that. You know, you can't just do it with a little bit of Tylenol.
Yeah, kind of have to, because if you go the fentanyl or oxy, remember he was saying that he was eating so much fentanyl that they were like saying that, you know, how are you even alive right now?
Well, it's like my wife, when I used to say I wanted to eat some Twinkies, and she said, you know, that stuff's got preservatives in it that last 200 years. I go, how else am I going to live to be 200 years old?
Well, you don't want to live to 200 years in one of those Star Trek like booth things where you just, there's just a light that blinks on for yes and the other one blinks on for no.
I'd rather
have a pretty corpse at age like, you know, you 80 or something than
be freeze dried. You know, yeah, have you ever, you know, the song in the year 2025, yes. Evans? That's kind of along the lines. Okay, we're going to go to our first trivia question here. We're talking like, it's kind of, again, it's sort of a death cult questions here. Who killed who? Who killed Lee Harvey Oswald? And we know Lee Harvey Oswald, well, forget the conspiracy theories. We know he killed JFK, but who killed Lee Harvey Oswald? That is our trivia question. When we come back, let's talk a little basketball.
Okay, and then I have a trivia question back for you then.
Ask me now, and then we'll answer when we get back. Go ahead. What's the trivia question?
Okay. There have only been two players that, as rookies, led their team in all statistical categories. Tell me those two players.
In baseball?
Basketball.
Oh, I was going to say Fred Lynn, but that was Rookie of the Year and MVP.
No, NBA. Right. Only two NBA players.
Okay, all right. Stay with us. More TCOM 101. We'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman. My trivia question was, who killed Lee Harvey Oswald?
Jack Ruby,
okay.
And then he was killed.
What's that?
Then he was killed.
No. He died of old age, I think. Didn't he in prison?
I thought he was killed in prison, but I guess
if he was, it was like when he was in his 80s or something. I have to look that one up. That's actually a good one. Okay. And I don't think there's much.
But my question to you is that there are only two rookies in the history of the NBA that led their team in all statistical categories.
And they're well-known names?
Yes.
Okay. Magic Johnson?
No. So I'll give you one.
Steph Curry?
That is Michael Jordan was the first one.
Oh, okay. I should have
guessed. Okay, who's the second?
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander? Alexander? No.
What team? You're close.
With the name or the team?
Close with the year.
The year. What team?
Dallas?
Well, he plays for Dallas now, right?
He does.
Yeah. Doncic? No, Doncic.
Cooper Flagg.
Oh, wow. He led him in all statistics. That's really... Now, how many statistics are you talking?
We're talking minutes, games played, field goal percentage, points per game, rebounds, assists, blocks, steals.
That's a lot of statistics.
Well, how do you think he got Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
So now we can go into the NBA discussion.
All right. Pretty exciting playoffs. You think?
The first round wasn't very exciting.
There's a couple of games, but what about the Knicks? Do you think they're going to make it?
They're a scary team. They haven't been to a final since Larry Johnson was on the team.
Gosh, I guess it has been that long.
Yeah, that was 2002. Yeah, I know. The Knicks have not. I mean, think about it. Cleveland went a million times in the East, and you know, then you had like Milwaukee win and so forth. So you haven't really had a lot of representation from New York, but they have a great assemblage of talent right now. Yeah. And they are already on a mini vacation while Detroit and Cleveland fight each other to the death, you know, and Detroit didn't make things any easier for themselves yesterday by being up by like 18 points and still losing by like 9 or 10 points in the end. So they, you know, that might be a second series.
Winning by like 50 points, you know?
Yeah, no, they I mean, if you were Atlanta or Philadelphia, you might as well have just not been in the playoffs and got yourselves a better draft pick. And by the way, poor Sacramento. Our brethren out in Sacramento, they lose the coin toss to Utah, okay? Because they're tied. And so Utah goes into the lottery at fourth place and the Kings go in at fifth place. Utah goes up two spots, Sacramento goes down two spots. And so technically the coin flip cost them 5 draft slots for a team like Sacramento that really can't afford to have to go 5 draft slots down.
What's their deal? They just have bad luck all the
time? Yes, they are. Yes. They really have had the worst luck of any franchise, I think, that has ever
Atlanta Braves before they finally won a World Series. No, they won two.
I mean, but the Kings had that beam year, you know, where they played really well, but they didn't follow that up. They let everything kind of dissipate after that beam year. Now they're back to where they started from again, you know, being one of the worst teams in the league. And they had like a 17-game losing streak during the year last year. So I feel sorry for them. Steve Kerr re-upped with the Warriors for 2 years, which is interesting because now we got to figure out how the Warriors fans like me have to figure out how are we going to get another win for Curry, you know, with the roster the way it is. It's not good enough right now to win a championship. It's clear. They're not better than Oklahoma City or San Antonio right now. And they're probably not even better than Minnesota, you know, given, you know, how well Minnesota's been playing. And so they might be better than the Lakers. The Lakers, without Luka Doncic, and I don't know if LeBron's going to stay there. That's going to be a big question. It's going to be a big question if Durant stays on Houston, you know. So there's going to be some big names moving around at the end of the season.
Is LeBron going to retire? I mean, he's still playing pretty well.
I think he wants one more title. I think he really wants one more title to kind of cement him in that five, the five championship. Does he have four championships or five?
He's got two with Cleveland, and he's got two. He's got one with the Lakers, and he's got two with.
No, he doesn't have one with the Lakers. Nobody counts that 2020 piece of garbage title. That was pathetic. And the reason why I don't count that, is because he didn't follow it up with another championship. If he had, I would say, okay, you know, the fact that that's the only one that LeBron's been to with the Lakers, he hasn't done it in the 82-game season since.
How many games did they play in that season?
Oh, it was like 40 or like 30 or like 35. It was some joke of a season. It wasn't really a season, and they were all playing in front of TV monitors, and, you know, they had that weird, like Basketball City they created in Orlando where all the players had to live in quarantine, you know? How can you call that a real honest-to-goodness championship when you, again, if you follow it up in another season by winning, like the way the Dodgers, I don't count that one for the Dodgers, but now that they've won back-to-backs, yeah, they legitimately have that. But they didn't win last night. That was a beautiful game by the San Francisco Giants. Anytime I can say, you know, Giants clobber the Dodgers, that's a good, that makes my heart sick.
And they beat Pittsburgh in extra innings?
Yes, and all because they got rid of their catcher who can't hit, Patrick Bailey. Even though he's a gold glover, you know, they still had to make that decision to drop the gold gloves, but batting 140, you know, and they put in Jesus Rodriguez, who's batting 400. And he gets the critical hit in the 12th inning that gets the runner home and gets us a clutch win, which the Giants haven't had pretty much all season long.
Yeah, they've been pretty. I mean, they're like last in walks and runs.
Now they're climbing up to it now. You know, as they start winning a few of these games, they're climbing back into it, and there's still a lot of season left. But I was glad to see Buster Posey pull the trigger and start making some moves because it obviously was not working the way he was intending.
I was listening to, I think it was Mike Kruko before one of the games. And it was really interesting. He was talking about how, you know, how, I mean, we all know walks are important, but like specifically, if you're not hitting well and the other teams are focusing in on that, then they're going to be throwing a lot of strikes to you. They're not going to give you a chance to do a lot of walks. You know, you get and generally, you know, if you fail 7 out of 10 times, that's still really good because you're hitting 300.
Right.
So getting these walks is, you know, like a free hit, so to speak. And then,
The Giants had played terrible small ball. And when they got guys on first and second, they'd hit into a double play. Yeah. And that would, you know, pretty much end that anyway. Even if you walk, if the next thing, a guy swings into a double play on the first pitch, and helps the pitcher have a short inning and get out of it, you know. Giants were not working
together. A lot of teams, there was a time, not like last year or two, they just weren't stealing.
No, but they changed the stealing rules, and they changed the amount that a pitcher can throw back to a base, which I love. I love, because I remember going to some Giants games when I was a kid.
15 times in a row.
Yes. And you'd just be sitting there, and then, you know, the batter would call a timeout, yeah. and then the ump would call a timeout, and then, you know, and there'd be, you know, a visit to the mound.
Pitch clock is good. I mean, it's funny because as a fan going to a game, you don't want to just like spend a bunch of money to only be there for, let's say, an hour. But what are the games lasting? An hour and a half to 2 hours?
No, like in the 2 hour range, which is okay. fine. Maybe two and a half hours. Perfect. Although the 12 inning game lasted three hours and 50 minutes. But that's
an extra three innings. So, I mean, I'll give you some grace for that. I mean, especially it makes it more exciting. And I like the idea of starting a runner off at second because otherwise, these scoring sometimes it just, it'd be zero.
We should do it this way. In the tenth inning, nobody on base. 11th inning, you put a guy on first. 12th inning, put a guy on first and second. And the 13th inning, first, second, and third.
You know what? I think that'd be pretty exciting. I mean, you have one inning
where nobody is on base, and you, if you're going to win, you have to earn it. You know, you have to get a run in. You know, having a guy start on second, I don't like that because it makes it too easy to end the game on a run. It goes both ways, and you know, you can score more than just one run too.
Okay, you ready? Here's our next trivia question here. Yeah, it's from your favorite topic, the Bible. Who killed Abel in the Bible?
Yeah, okay.
You better know this one.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. I kind of figured you do.
Yes.
And this is the first, I guess it's the first recorded death, isn't it?
Yes.
That's our trivia question. I got a quick little snippet on that. What happened was when Eve, you know, God ends up kind of going, hey, what happened here? Well, you know, Adam said, hey, well, this woman you gave me, I mean, she's the one who made me eat it. And she blamed it on the snake, right? And the snake, he didn't have a leg to stand on. All right, stay with us, Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com right now and get your offer today.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination, as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village, and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101 one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Mike McDowell will be with us next week. All right, second trivia question. Who killed Abel?
Wait, you said that the snake didn't have a leg to stand on? That's because he was a creep.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to add that to that joke. That's good. Very good, my friend. All right, who killed Abel in the Bible?
Cain.
There you go.
But not Herb Cain.
Not Herb Cain, no. He Herb Cain was...
It was almost as old as that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, my dad was actually in Herb Cain's column twice.
What?
One time when, sadly, he was sharing a space with a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist had this guy, McCuskey, and he's gone now, so I can say whatever I want about him. He was a nice guy. He was like the calmest, nicest guy in the world. Had the psychoest patients that San Francisco had to offer. And the two patients were sitting in the waiting room. And this is back when you could smoke.
Yeah.
And one of the patients was having a cigarette. The other patient said, can you spare a cigarette? The guy said, no. And the other guy took a knife out and stabbed him in the waiting room.
There you go.
So there was murder in my dad's office.
What with that story?
What?
Of course, if someone doesn't share a cigarette with you, they deserve to get stabbed, right?
You might consider it. You know, what's the cost of one cigarette?
Your dad was a psychiatrist?
No, my dad was an internal medicine doctor, but he shared office space.
Oh, sure. Okay, got it.
Sutter. And then there was a big gas leak at 450 Sutter, and my dad was out on the street treating people for gas. And then after all that, his rent went way up, and Herb mentioned him in the column about the rent going up.
So for those who don't know, 450 Sutter is the major medical building for offices.
The most Art Deco building in the world outside of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, I guess it is pretty good.
You can't get anything more Art Deco.
I've been in that place a few times. You know, what's funny is, so I had a client who was a psychiatrist in Marin here, and it was one of those situations where, you know, you walk in one door, and then the patients would walk out a separate door so that you wouldn't, you know, have privacy, right? And at the time, I was selling like life insurance and that sort of thing. So my client comes out, and he's by himself because the patient I didn't see, you know, was somewhere else. And he goes, you didn't see that patient, did you? And I said, no. And he goes, that guy's crazy. I go, wait, you're a psychiatrist. I'm not supposed to use those words.
Yeah, no, you really aren't. But, you know, you do that for enough years, and you do know who the really crazy ones are.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, next topic.
Yes.
On the list.
Go ahead.
For you, what did you have?
I was mentioning about Brandon Clark passing away, you know. From
And that reminds me. We also had Cox die, you know, the manager for the Braves.
Oh, yeah. Cox, Brian.
Brian Cox. Is it Brian?
Bobby.
Bobby Cox. Cox. And then Ted Turner dying. And you could say, you know, one could say, well, what does Ted Turner have to do about sports? But he had a lot to do with sports, with the way that he took care of the Braves and made the Braves into just, you know, a powerhouse. Even though they only won one championship, they represented
the second one.
Yeah, they went to, like, you know, they represent the NL in, like,
They won something ridiculous, like 13 divisions in a row or something.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at the lineup. Well, I was talking about it with my friend last night. I mean, maybe it was the best pitching lineup that we've seen in our lifetime. If you just summed it all up, like, I mean, each one of the pitchers.
And,
Yeah, you had Maddox, you had Smoltz. You had Avery.
Avery, yeah, that's right. And then who was the one that starts with a G?
Glavin.
Glavin. Yeah.
I mean, they're all just legendary pitchers, you know? I mean, they were really one. I mean, they all pitched like 40 games in the season. It was crazy.
I know. That was quite crazy. I'm just watching this this guy, because a 2-year ban for driving. What did he do? He arrested and banned for ramming his car in the pits, knocking over crew members. Oopers.
What, he just drove onto the course? And
Yeah, he just like drove.
Let me guess, he was drunk.
This looked like much. I don't know.
Let me guess, he was drunk.
No, I did. It's just a racer, and just, I don't know.
Oh, one of the competitors.
But it, I don't know. I forget that. Forget what I just mentioned. That doesn't really seem like anything. Football season is going to start, I guess, pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, very soon. And like, there's some weird stuff about Brandon Ayuk posting a video about him, like, you know, showing how much money he has and showing all of his jewelry and all this stuff. And just, I wonder what team is going to want to bring him on board. In fact, I mean, Juwan Jennings could have signed with the 49ers for $17 million. He winds up signing for like $9 million with the Vikings, costing him like about like $8 or $9 million a year, thanks to just being a pig-headed, you know, braggart that thought he was worth so much money.
Okay, so what happened? Educate us all. The 49ers offered him $17 million and he declined it.
He wanted 20.
Oh, brother.
And he winds up getting, I think, 9.
Boy, what a lot that is for other players. I mean, it's one thing if you want $100 million and you got 17. Okay, that's a big difference. That, of course, you and I would be happy with the 17 anyway. But what's the difference between 17 and 20? I mean, I know the number is 3, but it's like,
you know, I mean, there's weird, you know, it's, oh, I'm sorry, 1 year for $13 million. So it cost him $4 million to go and switch teams.
Okay. So he wanted 20 and he got, and he was offered 13.
Yeah. Finally, when all the dust settled.
Well, you take your chances, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, no, he cost himself $4 million.
Player, but it's not a $20 million player.
And he would probably be on, I think, a better team, because the Vikings didn't even make the playoffs last year.
You know, funny, sometimes these guys are just more looking at the money side of it rather than the championship side.
But then again, if you're, you know, Trent Williams, you're laughing all the way to the bank, because every year he signs a contract, he refuses to honor it unless it gets renegotiated to something higher. So I think he and Curry have that 2-year contract.
I'm just kind of curious, when do the owners get to say, yeah, you know what, you're just not, I'm going to renegotiate because you're just not playing well enough. Or maybe you are playing well enough, but I'm not going to pay you just because.
Players union. That's the problem.
Players union.
Yeah, they'll all go on strike if that happens. But kind of the 49ers did do that with Brandon Ayuk. You know, they said, Brandon, if you don't, you know, you do have stuff in your contract that says if you don't go and work out a minimum number of times, if you don't, you know, show up to team practices and team meetings, we get to cut your contract off.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of no-brainer type stuff. It's one thing to say, hey, you know, you tried your best, but you dropped a few balls. And so we're going to, you know, we want to cut your pay or something like that. Or, you know, you can't have that in the contract. But to just have simple things, you know, you can easily decide, yeah, I'm going to show up for practice. You know, I'm going to show up for team meetings or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah. I wonder why the other team would want to pick up a guy like this.
Well, look at the Indiana, college quarterback Mendoza. He turned down. And it wasn't a political thing, but he turned down going to the White House because he said, you know what? I'm part of a team now, and I need to show respect to my teammates, and it's the Raiders of all teams, you know, who, you know, they're probably not going to do too well, but it's like, you know, that's a great attitude to have.
Yeah, no, I mean, he, unfortunately, he's getting thrown into the Lions den, so yeah. Not the Lions themselves, but going on the Raiders is tantamount to career suicide. If you're a player these days, you know, just look at how badly they messed up that one trade for defensive player in the offseason. Yeah,
that's Crosby.
Yes, Crosby. Yeah, the way they mishandled that deal. I think he's still on the Raiders, isn't he? Did he wind up being traded off in there?
But you know, Mark Davis is no Al Davis. That's for sure.
No. He's not even Jim Davis, who's the artist of Garfield.
Garfield, yeah. So when you said Jim Davis, I go, wait a minute, that sounds like Garfield.
And he's not the heralded Jack Davis. Now, let me throw that one out to you. Artist Jack Davis.
Jack Davis.
He did a ton of Mad magazines.
Was that Jack Davis?
Yes. Go look it up sometime, and you'll see. You go look up the art of Jack Davis. I've seen him. What?
Does Mad Magazine still exist?
Sort of. They come up with special issues every once in a while. I think they have a website. But, you know.
I used to love that when I was a kid.
The original authors, Al Jaffe was the last guy from Mad Magazine, and he lived to age 102, but he died. So that ought to tell you how old everybody was. In Mad, they were all from, you know, the 40s and 50s.
Funny, I went to school with a young man who looked exactly like the magazine. What's the guy's name? Who?
Alfred E. Newman.
Yes, he looked exactly like him.
That guy, talk about getting an unfortunate fate in life if you wind up looking like Alfred E. Newman.
It's like, wait a minute, you look just like the Mad Magazine.
Not a celebrity you want to most resemble, I'll tell you that much.
Alfred E. Newman, yeah. All right, then we got another minute before we get to our last break.
Let me see, what other big topics can I throw out there? Well, my prediction that Oklahoma City, it was the field against Oklahoma City. I feel pretty good about my prediction on that one still.
Yeah, they're
the right now. I think it would be the Knicks against the Oklahoma City, so that should be.
That'd be good. That'd be a good one. Jalen Brunson, man, that guy is a force to reckon with.
But Oklahoma City is just too deep, and since they've gotten Hartenstein back, he was injured a lot during the season. They didn't miss much of a beat. I mean, they won 64 games without him, pretty much. And now that they have him, that combination of Chet Holmgren. My friends and I were talking. We just said the battles between Chet Holmgren and Webb Mignogna for the next decade are going to be like bird magic.
Huh.
You know, except with the two giants.
Yeah.
You know, two guys are set. One guy 7'4", one guy 7'2", you know, facing each other.
But they're both. Wemby's got the advantage on that. Hey, let's get to our last commercial break here. Ready? You better get this one too.
Oh.
Do you remember the name?
Yeah, I sure do.
And you gotta give me
football.
And last name. Right? And I've got a little mini story about that, which is kind of ironically sad, but sad enough that they killed John Lennon, which why would you kill John Lennon? Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back with some closing comments.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Third trivia question, who killed John Lennon?
Now, I think, I forget whether it's the last name, the middle name or first name. Was it John David Chapman or was it David John Chapman?
Mark David Chapman.
Or Mark David
Chapman. Mark David Chapman.
I got two of the three names right there.
And here's kind of a weird fact. So there was going to be a movie made, and I don't know if they ended up making a movie about his life, death, and all that stuff. And they got this guy who looked like John Lennon and sounded like John. I mean, this guy was the perfect cast character, right? To cast him. Turns out the guy's real name was Mark Chapman.
And they said, "Wow, we
can't cast you. I mean, he should have a fake name, but they go, we can't.
They call him, John Doe in the, in the credits, and, just have.
I know. They should have figured out a way to do that. Hey, come on, my silly pun of the week. Here we go. I just built an ATM that only gives out coins. I don't know why no one's thought of it before. It just makes sense.
Makes sense. Well, nothing makes sense anymore.
That's true. You're right. They stopped doing that.
Yes, okay, you already skunks do.
Skunks make sense. Yay, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, here's our thoughts for the day. I figure I need a 6-month vacation twice a year. And laziness is nothing more than the habit of resting before you get tired. Isn't that true? You like that? All right, audience.
Or
tune in next week for TCOM 101. Mike McDowell will join us. Russell will be here. We'll be discussing more sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.